Today's daf is Sukkah daf Yutes, and we are 21 lines from the top of daf Yutes Amir Aleph, the two dots Tana. Today's daf has been learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, of Vadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, and Yaakov ben Leah. Today's daf has been learned Le'ilui Nishmas Yechiel Elio ben Tzvi Hersh, and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Remoisha Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the more lumdisha sugyas in Masechta Sukkah, the sugyas that deal with what exactly makes a sukkah kosher, the tfanois, the schach, tasav aloi mino asoi, lovud, doifen akuma, other, schach puzzle, etc., etc. Today's daf is another classic in terms of foundationally understanding the lumdisha sugyas in Masechta Sukkah. It's the sugya of psal hayoytze min asukkah. Zokta Gemara Tana. We learned in a braisa, psal hayoytze min asukkah, nidon kisukkah. Psal is short for schach kosher. So if you have schach kosher that was yoytze min hasukkah, it's nidon kisukkah. Says the Gemara, my psal hayoytze min hasukkah. What does this even mean? Amar Ula. Ula said, what it means is konem hayoytzen la'achere sukkah. So you have a kosher sukkah, three walls, four walls, and then behind one of the walls, there's schach kosher that's hanging over. The halacha is, you would think that if somebody would sit underneath that schach, being that he's not inside the sukkah, he's clearly not sitting in the sukkah. He can't be yoytze the mitzvah of sukkah. Stating that, the chiddush of psal hayoytze min hasukkah nidon kesukkah states that if you're underneath that schach, it's considered that you're sitting in a sukkah. Frank the Gemara, how could it even be? Shouldn't you have to be surrounded by three walls? In this case, you're not surrounded by three walls. So the Gemara says, it's talking about where you are surrounded by three walls. It shouldn't be enough that you have three walls. You should need that two of the walls should be seven tefachim. Third one could be even a tefach, but you should need three kashera walls. So the Gemara says, it's talking about where behind the sukkah you had three kashera walls. Frank the Gemara, sounds like if you have one piece of schach, it's already kosher. You should have to have a shear of kosher schach. So again, the Gemara says, it's talking about where you had the shear of kosher schach. If that's the case, why are we even having this conversation? Then it's poshut, it's kosher. So basically, you're sitting in an area that's surrounded by three kosher walls. It's has kosher eschach on top of it, so you're in a sukkah. So if you're in a sukkah, what's this groisa chiddush of psal hayoytzim in a sukkah? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. Because out the tema, ich volt gewolt meinin, I would have thought, hoyul uli gavoy yavidi, uli baroy lo yavidi, e maloy, kamash malon, that's the chiddush. Meaning, you would have thought, being that these three walls that you're surrounded in, when you're sitting underneath the psal hayoytzim in a sukkah, these walls were really made for a sukkah, but for the sukkah that's on the other side of the psal. So again, the visual is you have a regular kosher sukkah, there's no sukkah, there's decorations, there's pashkevillin, it's a regular sukkah, there's a table, there's chairs, and then behind the sukkah, behind the back wall, there's schach that's protruding, and the walls stick out a little bit as well, enough that you have a shir hechsher sukkah. Says the halacha psal, it's okay. The chiddush is that those walls weren't really made for the area that's behind the sukkah. They were made for the area that's within the walls. So you would have thought that maybe that's not okay. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush of psal hayoytzim min hasukkah. But at the end of the day, according to Ula, psal hayoytzim min hasukkah means that you're sitting in what technically has the dimensions of a kosher sukkah. The walls were made le gavoy, they weren't made le varoy, hence there's a chiddush that it's okay. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, they said a different they said, we're talking about where the psal wasn't protruding behind the sukkah, but rather the psal was protruding lifnim in asukkah. So again, picture your classic sukkah that has three walls, and the schach goes beyond the entrance of the sukkah. So it goes beyond what the proverbial fourth wall would have been. And one of the side walls also extends together with it. So when you're sitting in an area that's covered by schach, but you only have one wall that's alongside of you. On the other side, you don't have a wall. Now, that one wall is really a part of a larger sukkah. The schach that's on top of you is also part of a larger sukkah. But the eerie that you're physically sitting in is technically not an eerie that's surrounded by what you would need in order to have a kasher sukkah. So mao detema, I would have thought halas behechsher sukkah. You don't have a kasher sukkah in the specific eerie that you're at, and as a result, it shouldn't be okay. Kamashplon, that's the chiddush, that even though where I'm sitting, I'm not surrounded by three walls, but at the end of the day, where I'm sitting is part of a kasher sukkah. That's psal hayoytz min sukkah. It extends. It emerges from what's a kasher sukkah. And that in and of itself is going to be okay. Rabbi Bar Bachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bachana, send the name Rabbi Yochanan a third shot. He said, you want to know what psala yoytzim and asukka nidin kesukka is like nitzrucha elu lesukka sheruba tzlasa me chamasa umiyuta chamasa meruba mitzilasa. So we know in order for a sukka to be kosher, it has to be tzlasa meruba me chamasa. What would be if roiv of a sukka is tzlasa meruba mechamasa? So if you look up to the schach, most of the schach is tzlasa meruba mechamasa. However, there was a small area that's chamasa meruba mitzilasa. Now, if you take the entire sukkah together, it's tzlasa meruba mechamasa. But there is an area that's chamasa meruba mitzilasa. So now the time I would have thought the pasul b'achporta, I would have thought the sukkah should be a kosher pasul a sukkah. And the way the Rishonim explained is that maybe that area where it's chamasa meruba mitzilasa should be viewed as aver. And just like Aver is poisel b'shloisha tfachim, the Mishnah on Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph, so maybe if you have three tfachim of chamasa meruba mitzilasa, it's the equivalent of three tfachim of Aver, and if that's the case, maybe it shouldn't be okay. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, psala yoytzim min asukkah, is nidik nesukkah, that the three tfachim of chamasa meruba mitzilasa is not treated like Aver, and it doesn't knock out your sukkah. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, umay yoytzeh, it's a very nice pshat. It's a nice havamina with a maskona, with a maudetema, and a kamash malon, but it has a fit with the words. The Brisa said, psal hayoytzim in asukka, nidin kesukka. A psal is schach kosher. Yoytzim in asukka sounds like it's extending from the actual sukkah. In this case, it's not extending from the sukkah. It's all part of the sukkah. So what does it mean, yoytzim? So the Gemara says, yoytzim me hechsher sukkah. There was a psal, there was some schach that it itself was not kosher sukkah, because it was chamasa meruba mitzilasa, and schach kosher has to be tzlasa meruba mechamasa. So I would have thought that maybe the three tvachim of chamasa meruba mitzilasa is like three tvachim of aver, and therefore the sukkah should be pasul. That's the chiddush kamash malon, that it's going to be okay. Rabbi Shaya Omer, Rabbi Shaya said a fourth pshat. He said, what does it mean? Psal yoytzim min asukkah nidin kesukkah leinitzuchel leschach pasul. It's nagei where you had schach pasul pachas mishloisha less than three tvachim. Okay, besukkah ketana, in a small sukkah. So we saw in the previous daffin that there's nafkaminas of how schach pasul affects a sukkah gedoyla versus how it affects a sukkah ketana. A sukkah gedoyla, four tvachim, according to some amayroim, different messiahs of who the amayroim were, whether it was rabbah, whether it was rav, it could be even up to four amis, the halach is going to be okay. But schach pasul, arba tvachim, or arba amis, the halach is, would make something pasul. If it's a sukkah ketana, then once you have three tvachim of schach pasul, at that point it's going to be an issue. Because a sukkah ketana means it's the minimum zayin tvachim, and in order for a sukkah to be kosher, you have to have four tvachim and a mashu of schach kosher. The point is that if you have a sukkah ketana, so up to three tvachim of schach pasul is going to be okay. And that is what this braisa is saying. What the braisa is saying is that psala yoytzim in asukka is nidin kesukka, that in a sukkah ketana, you're allowed to have schach pasul up until three tvachim. But again, the Gemara says if that's what it means, umay yoytzeh, how does it fit with the words? Psal hayoytzim in asukka sounds like you have schach that's emerging from the sukkah. It's extending. It's going outside the boundary of the sukkah. What does it have to do with psala yoytzim in asukkah? So the Gemara says, yoytzim mitayres sukkah. It doesn't mean that it physically leaves the sukkah, but it means you have schach posel. It's posel in the sense that it's not kosher schach, thus it's yoytze in the sense that it's yoytze mitayres sukkah. But the Gemara asks a kasha on this fourth pshan, and then we'll recap. Maska for Rabbi Shaya. So Rabbi Shaya asked the kasha on Rabbi Shaya, and that is, hey, Ava Aver, I need a braisa, psala yoytzim in asukkah, to tell me that the halacha is that up and till three tvachim of schach pasul is going to be okay by a sukkah ketana, l'chura, schach pasul shouldn't be any worse than aver. V'aver pachas m'shloisha tvachim b'sukkah ketana mi pasul, and does aver less than three tvachim disqualify a sukkah ketana? It's a rhetorical question. The answer is no. Aver is okay in a sukkah ketana up until three tvachim. So the Gemara's catch is that if aver is okay in a sukkah ketana up until three tvachim, then schach pasul should also be okay in a sukkah ketana up until three tvachim. What's the kal v'chaymer? Because we know aver is more chomer than schach pasel. Aver is poisel b'shloishet fachim when you have a sukkah gedoyla, and schach pasel is poisel b'arbat fachim when you have a sukkah gedoyla. So you know aver is more chomer, and if you know that aver already is okay by a sukkah ktana up until three tfachim without the price of psal yoytzim and asukkah nidin kisukkah. So what do I need a price to tell me psal yoytzim and asukkah nidin kisukkah even by schach pasel? So the Gemara says, Amalei Rab Abba. So Rab Abba told Rab Hishaya. He said, no, there's a difference between schach pasel and aver, and that is zem mitzarif v'yishen and tachtov v'zem mitzarif v'ein yishen and tachtov. It's true that aver is mitzarif. If you have less than three tfachim of aver in a sukkah ketana, the halach is it doesn't knock out the sukkah. But at the same time, ein yishen and tachtov. So the halach is he not let us sleep underneath that aver. The chiddush of psal yoytzim and a sukkah nidin kesukkah is that you're allowed to have schach pasel less than three tfachim in a sukkah ketana v'yishen and tachtov, and you'll be allowed to sleep underneath it. So not only does it not make the sukkah pasul, but yishen and tachtav, you'd be allowed to sleep underneath it. In other words, what Rav Abba just said was a chiddush, that even though by a sukkah ketana less than three tfachim of aver, don't worry, and even though by a sukkah ketana less than three tfachim of schach pasul, don't worry, there's a chilek. Aver, no worries, but in yishen and tachtav. Schach pasul, no worries, the yishen and tachtav. As it relates to the next Gemara, what emerges then is that it's possible to have aver in a sukkah where you need the aver to make up the shear of the sukkah, like in this case where you have a sukkah ketana, so the whole matzav is only seven tvachim. If 2.5 tvachim is aver, so I need to come onto the aver to get me my seven tvachim, but at the same time, ein yishenim tachtav. It's an interesting thing. If I'm using the aver to give me my shear, then it has to be part of the schach. If it's part of the schach, how can it be en yishenim tachtav? So the Gemara asks just like a theoretical question, more of a high-level question. Umi ikka midi? Is there even such a thing? The itztarufei mitztarif u'atzmai eni kosher? Is it shayach such a thing? That I'm using the aver to give me my shear of seven tfachim, but at the same time, it's not going to be okay in the sense that you're not let us sleep underneath it. Amar Rabbi Yitzchok ben Al Yashiv. So Rabbi Yitzchok ben Al Yashiv, you don't see that every day, said, and yes, the halacha is, it is such, there is such a thing. And in fact, there's a precedent from this, from Hilchas Mikvois. Tit hanoroik yochiach. Mud, very liquidy tit, is a teichiach. You find a similar concept. Shemit starflar bomsa, because if you have a mikvah, and the mikvah has to have 40 saws, if you have tit hanoroik as part of the 40 saw, you have your 40 saw of mikvah, also like tefillah. But if you would have a mikvah that's made up of tit hanoreik, in and of itself wouldn't be okay. So you see, tit hanoreik could be mashlim the shir of 40 sa, but at the same time, if you would be tovel zechen tit hanoreik, like also like tefillah, it wouldn't be a kosher tefillah. So you see, there's such a concept that you can have something that could be mashlim the shir, but in and of itself is a little problematic. So aver pachas mishloisha in a sukkah ketana has the ability to be mashlim the shir. I have zayin tefachim, but at the same time, en yeshenim tachta. However, schach posel, psala yoitzman asukkah, nidin kesukkah, that's going to be different. There, the halach is going to be yeshenim tachtav. The bottom line is, psal hayoitzman asukkah, nidin kesukkah, that's one of the klolim in mesach the sukkah. What does that mean? Four different pshatim in the Gemara. The first pshat of the Gemara is that it's referring to where you have a regular sukkah, the talim's praving in the sukkah, but at the same time, you want to use this one sukkah that you have as a second sukkah. How's that possible? With the side walls extended a little bit behind the back wall, enough that you had seven tfachim, the schach was protruding behind the sukkah as well. So behind your regular sukkah, you had really a second sukkah. Sukkah dait chamina, being that the walls were meant ligavoy, they weren't meant libaroy, so maybe it shouldn't be okay. Kamash, what? At the end of the day, I have a sheer heksha sukkah behind the sukkah. There's no reason I shouldn't be able to use it as a second sukkah. The second shot that the Gemara said in Psalah Yoitzim and Asukkah, Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Amri Travayu, it's talking about where you had one sukkah, there's not two sukkahs, and it's one set of walls, but the psal, the schach, was simply protruding beyond the entranceway of the sukkah. One of the side walls went along with it as well. So where you're sitting right now is not within the three walls, but at the same time, you're sitting within one of the walls. You're covered by the schach that's part of a kashra sukkah. So your dalaramis is not really the feeling of a kashra sukkah, but you're part of something that's part of a kashra sukkah. Psal hayoytzim min asukkah nidin kesukkah, that in and of itself would be okay. And then the Gemara said another pshat is that maybe the chiddush is, we know average shloisha tfachim knocks out a sukkah. What would be if you have three tfachim where it's chamasa meruba mitzilasa? there would have been a hava mina, maybe chamasim ruba mitzilas is treated like aven. And if aven shloisha tfachim knocks out a sukkah, so maybe that would also knock out a sukkah. Kamash balon, psala yoitzim in a sukkah. What does it mean yoitzim in a sukkah then? Nothing's been yoitzim, nothing's hanging over, nothing's physically leaving the mechitzis of the sukkah. It means it's yatzim mitayra sukkah, mihechsha sukkah. And then finally, the Gemara said a fourth pshat, that maybe the chiddish would be where you have a sukkah ketana and you have less than three tfachim of schach posel. Even though we know for sure that less than three tfachim of schach posel in a sukkah ketana doesn't disqualify the sukkah, because it can't be worse than aver. Aver is mochamer than schach posel, and even aver less than gimel tfachim doesn't knock out a sukkah. But aver, when you have less than three tfachim, and yeshenim tachtov, kamash balon, psal la yoitzim in a sukkah. If you have psal, you have schach. Even if it's schach posel, it's yoitzim in a sukkah. It's yoitzim mitoyras hechshe sukkah. You would have thought that maybe it should be like aver ve'en yeshenim tachtov, kamash balon, that halach is. Yeshenim tachtov. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Oysesu kosek yimintzref. If somebody builds a sukkah and the sukkah was shaped like a hut, what's the point? It didn't have a proper roof. That's the point. So it's shaped like an oval. It doesn't have a flat roof. Not even one tefach of a flat roof. Or if somebody made a sukkah by leaning walls against a wall, so that, again, you don't have a flat roof. Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be poised, because it doesn't have a roof. The Chachamim machshirim, and the Chachamim say it's going to be kosher. If this Mishnah sounds familiar, it was mentioned earlier on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara brought this Rabbi Eliezer, who says that this sukkah is possible, as one of the many Tanaim that hold sukkah diras kva be'inon. So the Gemara said there are many shittas in Masechta Sukkah that are predicated on one yusoid, and that is a sukkah on some level has to resemble a diras kva. A diras kva has a flat roof, being that this doesn't have a flat roof, it's shaped kemin tzrif, or it's on a diagonal, doesn't have a roof at all, or it does, but it's slanty, so sukkah dai techaminich. You would think that a shaila, it is okay, it's not okay. The Chachamim say it's fine. Rabbi Eliezer says sukkah diras kva be'inah, and this is not a diras kva, and as a result, it's going to be pasuk. We learned to the brayis. Rabbi Eliezer's moida. If you would lift the tzrif from the ground one tefach, so you have this tzrif, this hut. However, it's standing on pegs. It's standing on some boards. That's one tefach tall. The same with Oishahef Ligam and Akaisal Tefach. Or if you would do the same thing with regards to the wall that you leaned against the wall. So the doifen that was leaned against the kaisel, if it would be removed from the kaisel one tefach, so what's by that tefach? Then you have something that's flat. The point is you have a little bit of a lift. Even if that lift is one tefach, so that's enough for it to be considered a proper roof. And the halach is, Shei Rabbi Eliezer holds, it's going to be okay. So why the Rabbanon not have a problem with all this? Say no worries. They hold no worries. What's pshat in the Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, because the Rabbanon hold, Shipuay oyalim ko oyalim damu. As it relates to shesomcha lekoisel, shipuay oyalim. They hold an oil doesn't have to be flat. Rabbi Eliezer is going with an assumption that an oil has to be flat. Comes, it's not true. Shipuay, even if it's on a diagonal, even if it's on a slant, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Abaye ashkele Rabbi Yosef de kogani bekilas chasana besukas. Abaye met, saw and found his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, who was sleeping inside his bed in a sukkah. And the sukkah itself had a covering. The covering was a kilas chasanim. So we saw a little bit about a kilas chasanim earlier in the Masechta and Daf Yiralf. The Gemara talked about different types of kilos. There was the regular kilo, there was the kilas chasanim. But really, for our purposes, this kilas chasanim was a bed. It had a canopy that covered the bed like a curtain. And it came to a diagonal, meaning it didn't have a flat roof. So Rabbi Yosef was sleeping inside this kilas chasanim. Amalei, so Abaye turned to Rabbi Yosef and he said, Rabbi Yosef, you have to be sleeping in a sukkah. You're not sleeping in a sukkah. You're sleeping underneath this kilas chasan. So why isn't that okay? So he said, oh, I know why, Rabbi Yosef. You probably think it's okay. Come on. Rabbi Eliezer. Probably because you hold like Rabbi Eliezer. What does that mean? Rabbi Eliezer that said that ha'oysen sukkah commits refaysha samcha l'koysel. That loch is, it's not a kosher sukkah. Why not? Because a kosher sukkah has to have a proper oil. Chamim argue. They hold shipuei oyalim ka'oyalim dam. But the Rabbi Eliezer holds not that way. Rabbi Eliezer holds has to be flat. If it's not flat, it's not an oil. So he said, oh, that's probably why you're able to sleep inside this kilas chasanim. Because being that it's not flat, so if it's not flat, it's not an oil. If it's not an oil, so you're not sleeping in something that's inside the sukkah, you're sleeping inside the sukkah. But what would be the problem with sleeping underneath the kilas chasanim? You're not sleeping in the sukkah. you're sleeping underneath an oil that's underneath the sukkah. But that's only true if you hold that even if it's a diagonal, even if it's shaped like a triangle, that would be enough for it to be considered an oil. If, however, you hold that if you hold, like Rabbi Eliezer, that says that it has to have a flat roof, then it wouldn't be a problem. So Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, I know, Rebbe, why you're doing what you're doing. You hold like Rabbi Eliezer, obviously. So you ask them the obvious question. Shavkis Rabbanim, Adas Rabbi Eliezer. You're not let it go like the Rabbanim. Machlekes Rabbanim, Rabbi Eliezer. Avada, you have to go like Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, you have to assume that Avada, the Halach, is like the Chachamim, that Shipuy Oyalim is Ka'oyalim Damu, and therefore if you would make a sukkah shaped that way, it wouldn't be a kosher sukkah. But if that's the case, the Kilas Chasanim is also considered an oil. So you have no right to sleep in the Kilas Chasanim. So the Gemara says, Amaleh, Rabbi Yosef, told Abaya, no, Braise Ipcha Tani, that I hear what you're saying, and really based on the Gersa of the Mishnah, it certainly sounds like I'm going like Rabbi Eliezer Kenegad the Chachamim, and of course I would never do that. But that's only the Gersa in the Braise. I had a different Gersa. I had a Gersa in a Braise, and that's the Gersa I was following. Voshtate in the Braise, Rabbi Eliezer Machshe, V'chachamim Poislim. Oh, it's a completely different Gersa. Rabbi Eliezer is the one that says that Hoysas, who calls the Kimin Srifa Yishasam Chalakoisnol, it's going to be okay. It's the Chachamim that are Poislim. The Chachamim are the ones that say that it's not okay. In that Gersa, it comes out, the Chachamim are the ones that hold that a roof has to be flat. Oh, being that I was sleeping underneath the Kilas Chasanim, which didn't have a flat roof, it's for that reason I thought it was okay. Meaning, Enochanami, if you go with the Gersa of the Mishnah, I'm going like Rabbi Eliezer. But I don't think the Gersa in the Mishnah is the right Gersa. I think the Gersa in the Braisa is the right Gersa. And boy, the Gersa in the Braisa, I'm actually doing the right thing. I'm going like the Chachamim. So Abaye had a follow-up question. You told him, Shofkes Masnisim, Va'ovdes Kebraisa, Hagufakasha. Why would you go with the Gersa in the Braisa over the Gersa in the Mishnah? Amalese, he told him, because Masnisim Yechid, because I know that the Gersa of the Mishnah was not the Gersa that the Chachmei HaMesorah really preferred. But rather, the Gersa of the Mishnah was the Gersa of a Das Yochid, a Tanya. And I know that, ironically, from a Braisa. If somebody makes the Sukkah of our Mishnah, Rab Nosson Oimer, that's the Das Yochid. Rab Nosson said, Rab Eliezer, Poisel, Mabnesha, Ein Logag, the Chom Machshirim, the Chom say it's going to be kosher. But Unzer is Stam Mishnah that has the Gersa of Rab Eliezer, Poisel, the Chom Machshirim, in the Braisa is the Sheet of Rab Nosson. And the Yosef held that really the other Tanam argued with Rab Nosson. They held that really it was Machlokes Rab Eliezer and the Chachamim, but in the reverse, and it was the Chachamim that were Poisel and Rabbi Eliezer that was Machshir. So therefore Rabbi Yosef said, I knew the Mishnah, but I also knew a Braisa. I also knew the Mishnah was a Das Yachid. So the Ikke Gersa was the Braisa. If the Ikke Gersa is the Braisa, so Oysas Ukasik Mitzrifa Shasam Chalakoisel, Rabbi Eliezer holds it's kosher. The Chachamim say it's possible. Why would the Chachamim say it's possible? Because they hold that a roof has to be at least a tefach wide. It has to be flat. So if it has to be flat, me sleeping in a Kilas Chasanim is not going to be a problem, because the Kilas Chasanim is not flat. If it's not flat, so I'm not in an oil. As a result, it's not going to be an issue. We'll stop a little earlier. Exhale. So just one a little longer ha'ara as it relates, again, not necessarily to today's daf, but generally to the intense sugyas that we're learning here in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, and really it's part two of Raid that we spoke about last week, and that is the Chiddush of the Bach. So we mentioned the Bach's Chiddush in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah in Simen Tov Reish Chafen. The Torah in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah is Mayrich, why it is that we sit in a sukkah. The Pasuk says that we sit in a sukkah. And the Torah says that, what does it mean, that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, we had Anani HaKovid, and as a zecher to the Anani HaKovid, we sit in a sukkah. Now the truth is, the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph from the Beis brings it to Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva. Sukkahs mamish, zecher Anani HaKovid. The Torah is machriya like Rabbi Eliezer, that the reason we sin in a sukkah, ki besukkah seishafti, does not mean sukkah's mamish, but rather what it means is anani HaKovid. Now we spoke about why would the Torah paskin like Rabbi Eliezer over the Chachamim. Rashi and Chumash brings Rabbi Eliezer's pshat. Really, all the Rishonim kamat bring Rabbi Eliezer's pshat. But that's Reid that we spoke about. But that's how the Torah begins his Hilchas Sukkah. He says that the reason we sin in a sukkah is l'man yedu d'arizeichin ki besukkah seishafti. What does it mean ki besukkah seishafti when it means zeichel anani HaKovid? And the Bach asks Akash. He says that the Torah, when he sat down to write his classic work, his magnum opus, his intention was not to explain Tamei HaMitzvahs. His intention was not to get involved in the Pnimius HaTorah and of different things that we do and why we do them. It was a pure, very calculated halachic work. And every single word in the Torah has some ramification la halacha. Sefreik de Bach, I don't understand why the Torah said this whole shtickle Torah in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah to tell us why it is that we sit in a Sukkah. If there's no nafgimina la halacha, l'chari the Torah shouldn't have brought it. Zok de Bach, if the Torah said it must be there is a nafgimina la halacha. He says, what's the nafgimina la halacha? So he says, I'm going to tell you a very big chiddush. And that is, we know this machlokes in Shas. Mitzvahs tzriches kavana or mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. The primary source to this machlokes is Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Ches, but really it's a machlokes that's nogeya kol ha-toyra kula. Mitzvahs tzriches kavana, mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. The man that holds mitzvahs tzriches kavana is of the opinion that if a yid does a mitzvah, but he doesn't have kavana while he's doing the mitzvah, that he's doing it l'shem mitzvah, he's not yoytzer the mitzvah. The man that holds mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana holds, without question, it's l'katchila, it's a mitzvah min ha-mufcher, it's mahadrin, min ha-mahadrin, to have kavana while you're doing a mitzvah, that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah's bayre. But at the same time, you don't have to. And if a yid puts on tefillin, he doesn't have a mind why he's doing it, a yid says kriya shma without any kavana, a yid eats matzah, the leila seder, he doesn't have any kavana, mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. As long as you do the maisa mitzvah, even if you don't have kavana, taloch is, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Zok de Bach. This machloik is a mitzvah tzriches kavana, mitzvah sein tzriches kavana. Lanias daiti was negeya, all mitzvahs in the Torah, with the exception of three. Meaning there's three mitzvahs in the Torah where everybody is going to agree that mitzvah tzriches kavana. And what are those three mitzvahs? Tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah. And he says the reason those three mitzvahs are unique is because by those three mitzvahs, the Torah didn't just say do the mitzvah. The Torah actually gave a little bit of a hesber as to why you should do the mitzvah, and the Torah used the magic word leman. By the parashah of tzitzis, it says leman tizkeru v'asisam is called mitzvos. In the parashah of tefillin, it says leman tia teres Hashem beficha. And in the parashah of sukkah, it says leman yedu deresechem ki v'sukkah seishavti es b'nei Yisrael b'tzeisam imitzrayim. Says the Bach, these three mitzvahs, being the Torah gave a reason and it said leman, leman means that when you do the mitzvah, you have to have in mind that kavana. So that even if ba'alma you hold mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, but when it comes to tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, there the halach is going to be mitzvahs tzriches kavana. Said the Bach, noisef lezeh. When the Torah said leman, the Torah said that it's not enough to be mechaven that you're doing a mitzvah. You have to be mechaven the tamara mitzvah. Leman tizkur. So by looking at the tzitzis, you'll know all the mitzvahs Hashem. Tefillin, leman tia teres Hashem beficha. And sukkah, leman yeidu deiriseichem, kim besukkah seishavti es b'nei Yisrael b'yaretz Mitzrayim. So that said the Bach, even if you hold mitzvahs tzriches kavana, there's a chiddush in these three mitzvahs. Because ordinarily, when you talk about doing a mitzvah tzriches kavana means you have to be mechaven, you're doing a mitzvah. I'm not just doing a maisa chulin, I'm doing a maisa mitzvah. Over here, it's not enough that you're having in mind to do a maisa mitzvah. Over here, you actually have to have in mind the time of the mitzvah. You have to understand why you're doing the mitzvah, and you have to be mechaven the time. L'man tizkeru, l'man tia teres Hashem beficha, and l'man yedu deiris nechem, says the Bach. So if that's the case, it's poshut why the Torah started Hilchas Sukkah by explaining what it means, l'man yedu deiris nechem, ki besukkah seishavti. Because this very much has an afkemina la'alocha. It's nogeya how you yoytze mitzvah sukkah. Because when you sit down in a sukkah, you have to have kavana, not just to be yoytze mitzvah sukkah, but you have to have kavana, you have to have in zin why you're sitting in a sukkah. And the Torah said, why? Okay, so now the question is, what does it mean? So the Torah explained, this is mamish the aleph base of sukkah. You have to know, means, for whatever reason, in this sukkah, we pass in Rabbi Eliezer, and it's for that reason, says the Bach, the Torah, the tour began Hilchas Sukkah by explaining the reason that a yid sits in a sukkah on the yontif of sukkah. So we mentioned that there was a big machloikis achroinim, kadmoinim, kadmoine kadmoinim, had to understand the Bach. The Prima Gadim, at the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah, brings the Bach, and he says, it's pasha to me that when the Bach said this chiddush, that by these three mitzvahs, you have to have in mind the Tama mitzvah, the Bach never meant it li'ikufa. He never meant that if a person sits in a sukkah and he doesn't have in mind, Zeichel Anani HaKovid is not Yoytzer the mitzvah. He never meant that if a Yid puts on tzitzis and he doesn't think Laman Tizizkiru, he's not Yoytzer the mitzvah. He never said that if a Yid puts on tefillin, he doesn't have in mind all the kavanas he's supposed to have in mind. When you put on tefillin, he's not going to be Yoytzer. He meant it l'katchil. As Zoyzak the Bach, it's posh, Zoyzak the Prima Godim, that it's posh that the Bach never meant to go beyond it. Stating that, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, about 100 years later, in his classic work, Bikurei Yaakov, again, also in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, he brings the Prima Godim and he says he dings with the Prima Godim. I don't agree. It doesn't sound like that to me. If the Makar to this Bach is it, the Pasuk in the Torah, the Man Yedu Torah Yisechem, how do you have a right to take a Pasuk in the Torah and turn it into a Lekatchila? Pesukim in the Torah are not Lekatchilas. Right? When the Torah says you have to do something, it's not a suggestion. The Torah is telling you you have to do it. And when the Torah says you can't do something, it's not like we prefer you don't do it. If the Torah says it, it's a Ma'akiv. Where do you find Pesukim in the Torah? Don't mean Li'ikuva. So if it is a halacha, Laman Yedu, Laman Tiskur, Laman Tia, Teres Hashem Beficha, says the Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger in his Bekurei Yaakov, it's Pasha to him that really this is going to be Li'ikuva. Now the truth is the Mishnah Brura brings this whole Nidoin, he brings the Bach, and he paskins, he's Machriya, La Halacha, like the Prima Gadim, with a Koyach that Teira, and he says that of course when a Yid sits down in a Sukkah, whether it's Sitzes, whether it's Film, L'katchili, you should have the Kavana of why it is you do the Mitzvah, but at the same time, he says, Avad is not going to be ma'akiv like the Prima Gadim, but at the same time, there is a very, very strong Geshayim, and that's the Bekurei Yaakov, that's from Yaakov Ettlinger, who held that this is something that's actually Li'ikuva. The truth is, there's so much raid on this Shita Sabach that we can mamish have a lot of fun discussing all the different ramifications of the Chiddush. I'll tell you one beautiful Ha'ara that I once saw from the Baal Shoyl HaMeshur, Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin. He asked the Kashna. He said, the Bach said there's three mitzvahs in the Torah where it says Laman. Three mitzvahs. He said, it's not true. There's really a fourth mitzvah. I don't have the Pasuk with me, but the Pasuk says there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, right? We know the Pasuk. It's in Parshas Re'eh. And then it says, Laman Tizkor, Es Yoyim Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. So the Pasuk, Laman Tizkor, Es Yoyim Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, is a Pasuk that generally is referring to Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if you look at the specific Pasuk, this Pasuk, the Reisha is talking about the mitzvah of matzah. And then it says, Laman Tizkor, Es Yoyim Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. So Freik the Shoyim Meshav, Freik the Yosef Shal Natanz, and three mitzvahs is really four mitzvahs. And if that's the case, the halacha should be that if a Yid wants to be Yoyz in a mitzvah of matzah, it should be ma'akiv that while he's eating matzah, he knows why he's eating matzah. So says Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanz, and the truth is, not such a kasha. It's the halacha. It's a Mishnah. We say it in the Haggadah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kol Shloyama Shloisha Dvar Malolu BePesach, Lo Yotzi Yedei Chavase VeElohein, Pesach Matzah Umar, and then you say, Pesach Zushanu Oichlan Oshuma, Matzah Zushanu Oichlan Oshuma. And the Rashah on that Gemara, the Mishnah, in Psach and Kufta Zayri, is Matmiya. Where did Rabbi Gamliel get this from? How did he know this? Mitzvah Shrichas Kavan, Eitz Shrichas Kavan, Nos Tachasu Gingan Shas. Where did he get it from? So Zok Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanzin, and it's in the Divrei Shal Haggadah. It's in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, or Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanzin. He says, upon him as relates to matzah, I think I know where he got it from, the Bach. He got it from the Mantisker, as Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Now why the Bach didn't bring matzah, maybe is a ha'ara. But said Rabbi Yosef Shaul, that ha'gufa, you want to know where Rabbi Gamliel knew, that matzah zushan o'eichlan al-shumma, that when it comes to matzah, you have to know why you're eating matzah. It's the same Bach. If it's true for tefillin, it's true for tzitzit, it's true for sukkah. Why? Because it says laman. This fourth place in the Torah where it says laman. It says laman tizkar, tzitzitzcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecha. So you have a fourth laman, and if you have a fourth laman, so forget, that's the matzah zusha, anu oichlan al shumah. Ayin Sham, he addresses what about Pesach. Ayin Sham, he doesn't address what about Mar. But regardless, this is the horror from Yosef Shal Natanz. But as it relates to this Bach, two kashas that the Doily Achroinim asked. No, with regards to the sugis that we're learning, and that is sukkah. The first kasha is the Gemara on Daf Beis. The very, very first sugi, Masech the Sukkah, discussed the sukkah shigavak. L'may l'maser mam. Chachamim say, psula, Rabbi Yehuda machsha. And the Gemara said, minani mili. How do you know that a sukkah shigavak l'may l'maser mam is possible? And the Gemara brought three reasons. And the Gemara emerged the fourth reason, but the Gemara itself brought three reasons why a sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyaser mamas psula. Rabbi said, because it says in the Torah, l'man yedu dayreseichem, ki besukkah yisai shafti es b'nei Yisrael. up until 20 amis, if a person's sitting in a sukkah, he knows that he's sitting in a sukkah. Knowing that you're sitting in a sukkah means you can see the schach. Person can look up until 20 amis. And more than 20 amis, the eyes don't really wander to. As a result, if there's a din l'man yedu d'irei seichem, you have to know, you have to feel, you have to experience that you're sitting in a sukkah. So up until 20 amis, you feel like you're sitting in a sukkah. L'may l'mi yasser mami, you don't feel it anymore. Rav Zeira said, based on a pasuk in Yeshay, v'sukkah tia l'tzeo yoyme mechayre, up until 20 amis, a person is sitting b'tzeo sukkah, in the tzeo of the schach. Yoyse mi yasser mami, you're sitting in the tzeo of the tfanis, which is not the schach. You're not sitting in the tzeo of the schach. And finally, Rava said, because the sukkah has to be a diris haroi, what does it mean it has to be a diris haroi? It has to be a shir where it can be a diris haroi. It doesn't have to be. You let him make a sukkah with mechitza shalbaris, like the Gemara said, but at the very least, it has to be possible for it to be a roi. Yoyse mi yasser mami, you can't make a temporary dira if it's going to be a yoyse mi yasser mami. You need a foundation. It's going to have to be a proper dira. So then the Gemara cheshbin, that why didn't Rabba hold like Rav Zeira? Why didn't Rav Zeira hold like Rabba? Why didn't Rava hold like Rabba? Why didn't Rava hold like Rav Zeira? Right, the Gemara goes back and forth and explains why all the Amiram said their own pshat and why didn't one say what the other one said. Says the Gemara, Kulu kin Rabba le Amri. All the Amiram, meaning Rav Zeira and Rava, didn't learn like Rabba. He didn't learn the man yeitu d'ireseichem ki besukas eishavdis b'nei Yisrael is coming to teach me the halacha of sukkah shigavoy l'may l'may yasser mamo. The reason is because ahu yedil l'dayrasi. Because they held that that pasuk is not really coming to teach me any halacha. That pasuk is just, it's yedil l'dayrasi. Meaning, it doesn't mean that when you're sitting in a sukkah, you have to know you're sitting in a sukkah. But rather, what the pasuk is simply coming to say is the reason that you're sitting in a sukkah. You want to know why you're sitting in a sukkah? The reason you're sitting in a sukkah is pashut zeichel anani yakov. It's mashma a little bit that the Gemara thought that it's preferable to learn that l'man yedu d'ereseichem is coming to teach me a halach. Rabba learned the halacha from there. L'man yedu d'ereseichem teaches me sukkah shingavoy l'may l'may yasser mamah psula. So why didn't the other Amayram learn the same halacha? So the Gemara says, because they held it wasn't coming to teach me halacha. L'man yedu d'ereseichem is coming, stam yedil l'dayris. Doesn't mean any halacha, it's stam yedil l'dayris. So last week we spoke at a tshuva from the Arugas HaBoisim in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Peches. So in that tshuva of the Arugas HaBoisim, he says that l'chayra loit debach. What was the Gemara's kasha? You want to know what the other Amayram do with l'man yedu d'ereseichem? And why did the Gemara have to be madchika hu yedil l'dayris? As if to say, we'd prefer to learn a halacha from it, but no, you can't learn a halacha from it. Maybe it just means yedil l'dayris. Say much better. According to the Bach, l'man yedu d'ereseichem teaches me a halacha gedoyla. It teaches me the halacha that when you sit in a sukkah, you have to have in mind why you're sitting in the sukkah. So that's what l'man yedu teaches me. It's not stam yedil l'dayris, as if to say there's no impact to halacha. And it's not extra to teach me sukkah shigavoy l'may l'may yasser mama, because I need it for the Bach. Since Kash, if the Bach is gerech, then l'man yedu d'ereseichem teaches me a halacha. So how does Rabba learn from this sukkah shigavoy l'may l'may yasser mama psula? And why do we have to be miyashiv the other amirom? Why they didn't learn from this sukkah shigavoy l'may l'may yasser mama? L'man yedu d'ereseichem is taken. There's a big stamp on it. It's not available for drashas. I need it for the Bach. This pasuk is the most important pasuk in the whole parsha of sukkah. I need to know the halacha of mitzvah srichas come on, and when it comes to yeshiva sukkah. So if that's the case, how did Rabbi have a right to learn from the manyedu d'ereseichem the halacha of sukkah shigavoy l'may l'may yasser mama psula? And why are we struggling to be miyashiv what this means according to the other amiraim that learning from different sukkim? L'chayr l'manyedu d'ereseichem is something that's needed to teach the halacha of the Bach. This is the first kasha. This is the kasha of the Arugas HaBoisim. The second kasha is a gewaldige, gewaldige kasha. And this kasha I saw in Shailos HaTshuvos Beis Yitzchak from the great tzaddik Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkes. And this is in Yeridei Chelek Beis. It's in Simen Kuf Samaches. And it's a bomba kasha from a well-known Gemara in the Sugyas of Shas. Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah Dav Chof Ches Amid Beis. So Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches is synonymous with the sugya of Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana. And the Gemara there brings the Machlokes Amayra, Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana or Mitzvah Ein Tzriches Kavana. And the Gemara asks Akasha, according to the man the Amr that holds, Mitzvah Ein Tzriches Kavana, Ela Meyata, if that's the case, Hayoshan Bishmini Besukka Yilot. If you hold Mitzvah Ein Tzriches Kavana, it should emerge that if somebody sleeps in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, This is in Eretz Yisrael where there's no tumul about yes sukkah, no sukkah. If somebody sleeps in a sukkah on the eighth day on Shmini Atzeres, Yiloke, he should get malchus. Now, what would be the havamina you should get malchus for sleeping in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? So the Gemara means because of Baal Toysef. We know you're not allowed to add on a mitzvah. It says in the Torah, but sukkah stays for shivas yom. He's supposed to be in a sukkah for 7 days, not 8 days. So something tomorrow. If you hold mitzvahs, ain't tzriches kavono. It should come out that if you sleep in the sukkah by yoy mashmini on the 8th day, you be over bal tois. Now posh pshat. Let's learn the Gemara together. The Gemara is saying that if you hold mitzvahs tzriches kavono, there's no kasha hayoshim b'shmini b'sukkah yilake. There's no kasha you should be over about Taisif. If, however, you hold mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavano, then if somebody sleeps in a sukkah on the 8th day, he should be over about Taisif. What's the difference? The difference is pashen. The only time you're over about Taisif is if you did something that theoretically is a mitzvah. Norvas, you did it when you weren't supposed to have done it, so that you were moisif on the mitzvah. But what you did was what is needed in order to have a mitzvah. So if you hold mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, if you go to sleep, because the weather's nice, at Shmini Atzeres in your sukkah, you don't have a mind to be yoitz mitzvah sukkah. There's no havamin in the world, you should be over Baal Taisif. What would be the havamin in you over Baal Taisif? Because you just slept in a sukkah. Who cares, I just slept in a sukkah. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And unless I also had in mind to be yoitz in a mitzvah of sukkah, so I wasn't over Baal Taisif. Because what does it mean Baal Taisif? If I was moisif on the mitzvah, it doesn't, if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, it means inside I did the mitzvah, inside I had kavana to be yoitz in the mitzvah. So, assuming I didn't have kavana to be yoitz in the mitzvah, why would anybody do that? So, there's no kasha ayoshim b'shmini b'sukkah yilaka, because if you didn't have kavana, then avada's not about toys. But if you hold mitzvah, say, tzrichas kavana, so then, zok to Gemara, what does that mean? You don't have to have kavana to be yoitz in the mitzvah. Simply doing the mitzvah, doesn't shine a mitzvah. So, if that's the case, ayoshim b'shmini b'sukkah yilaka, what would be mitzvah sukkah? Sleeping in a sukkah. So I slept 7 days, and then I decided because the weather was nice, I'm going to do it on the 8th day as well. You should be over about twice. And the Gemara says that's an untenable consequence. Can't be such a thing. Why not? Right? This is one of the great bitmias in Shas. It's impossible that that is true. And because it's impossible that that's true, Freit the Gemara, it's a bomb cash on the man nama that holds. Mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavan. Freit Rabbi Yitzchak Shmalkis. So he says, Gewalt, according to the Bach, that said that when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, everybody holds mitzvahs tzriches kavana. Why? Because it says in the Torah, L'man yedu doi reisechem ki besukah seishafti. So it comes out that even the mandama that holds mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana holds that you have to have kavana to be yotzer a mitzvah. And loit to bekure Yaakov, it's li'ikuv, right? The kash is only loit to bekure Yaakov. And loit to bekure Yaakov, it's ma'akiv in the mitzvah. That means if you don't have in mind to be mekai in the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, better. If you don't have in mind the reason that you're sitting in a sukkah, you wouldn't be yoitz in a mitzvah. So if that's the case, if somebody sleeps in a sukkah b'shmini, even if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, do not over bal toisif. Because unless you slept on the 8th day, thinking you're being mekayim the mitzvah, with all the kavanas of the Torah in the beginning of Tav Reish Chav Hey, so then you weren't doing the mitzvah. If I wasn't doing the mitzvah, there was no Baal Taisif. So, Freit Rabbi Yitzchak Shmalkis, it's mavu in the Gemara that the kasha of Ayoshim Bishmini Mizuga Yilaka is only if you hold mitzvah saying Tzrichas Kavan. If you hold mitzvah Tzrichas Kavan, there's no such kasha. If by Sukkah everybody holds mitzvah Tzrichas Kavan, that's the Kiddush of the Bach. So, what's the Gemara's kasha? Ayoshim Bishmini Mizuga Yilaka. It's a bomb kasha. I found that in the back of the Bekure Yaakov, they bring that somebody once came to the Baal Aruch Laner of Yaakov Atlinger and he asked him this kasha. He told him, I saw this chiddush in your chibur, the Bikur Yaakov, that you hold that the kavana that the Bach talks about in the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah is li'ikuva. And he said, if it's li'ikuva, that means it's mamish a mitzvah tzriches kavana, li'ikuva. So if it's a mitzvah tzriches kavana, li'ikuva, what's the Gemara's kasha, yoshev b'shmini b'sukkah yilokah? Just like the Gemara never asked the kasha if you hold mitzvah tzriches kavana, there's no kasha if you hold mitzvah tzriches kavana, because by sukkah everybody holds, we all agree, mitzvah tzriches kavana. And the Aruch Laner told him a whole shtickel Torah. To say Pshat in that Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Chav Ches, Hamed Beis, to answer this kasha. But I was thinking, maybe you can shtel to a classic vart from the Olam HaYeshivas, and that is a yesoid for Rav Shloimeh Hyman. The Gemara, in the beginning of the 10th parak of Masechtas Erevin, it's a Mishnah. Hamoitzi Tefillin. If somebody finds Tefillin on Shabbos, so Shabbos is not as man Tefillin, you're walking outside, and you see Tefillin. So, it's in a state of bizayin. You don't want to leave it there. At the same time, you can't carry it. Can I put it on? That's the discussion. It says the Mishnah Machnis on Zug Zug. Chamim say you should put it on one pair at a time. Meaning, put on a shalyad, put on a shalrosh, and then you can walk in inside. Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, Rabbi Gamliel said shnayim shnayim. If you want, you can put on two pairs of tefillin at a time. So it's machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chamim what to do. According to the Chachamim, one pair of tefillin at a time. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's two pairs of tefillin at a time. And the Gemara has a whole discussion. What's the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim? And the Gemara has a whole bunch of different suggestions. And all the suggestions of the Gemara are dvarim ha'oimdim berum ha'shalom. One of the most geshmaki Daphne and Shas is Erev and Tzadikeh and Beis and Tzadikvav. But the Gemara talks about Tal Taisiv and all the different geshmaki sugis. One of the pshatim that the Gemara says is that maybe the machloikis is whether mitzvahs tzriches kavana or mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. How so? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel says you should put on two pairs of tefillin. How do you put on two pairs of tefillin? You have a Bal Taisiv. Can't put on two pairs of tefillin, it's going to be Bal Taisiv. So says the Gemara. Oh, maybe Rabbi Gamliel holds the reason you can put on two pairs of tefillin is because he holds mitzvah tzriches kavana. So you're going to put the two pairs of tefillin on. You're not going to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. If you're not going to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, so it's going to come out, you're not going to be over Bal Taisiv. So you can put on two pairs of tefillin, walk it home, gewaldig. Chamim hold mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. So being that they hold mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, if you put on two pairs of tefillin, even if you don't have in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah, you're still going to be over Bal Taisiv. So therefore, one pair of tefillin you can put on. I ain't shaman the sugya why, but two pairs of tefillin, you can't put on. So the Gemara says the hezber and the machloik is between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. It's mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. Rabbi Gamliel holds mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So put on two pairs of tefillin. It's not a problem. What are you worried about? What would be the problem with wearing two pairs of tefillin? Bal Taisiv. That's what the Gemara thinks the only problem could be. So if the only problem is Bal Taisiv, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, if I don't have kavana, I'm not going to be over Bal Taisiv. However, the Chachamim on mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. If mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, so for that reason, I can't put on two pairs of tefillin. Because if I'm going to put on two pairs of tefillin, then I'm going to be over Bal Taisiv. What are you going to tell me? Don't have kavana? I don't have to have kavana to be over Bal Taisiv. Because mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana means I do the mitzvah even without kavana. So if I put on two pairs, I'm going to be out. Freak the Shagasari. And this kasha is in Turei Evin in Tav Chav Ches. And this is a Shagasari that's said over often in Bar Mitzvah Pshatlach because it's a Shagasari that's Nageya Hilchas Tvillin. Although it doesn't come from the Sefer Shagasari, it comes from the Turei Evin. We know there's Chalukim between the Shagasari and the Turei Evin. We had a raid bite on that in Masechtas Yuma. Chaim used to say he saw differences between the Shagasari and the Turei Evin. Shagasari was written before the Shagasari became Rav. He didn't own a Shas when he wrote the Shagasari. Turei Evin is Shangevein Shpeter. But Al Kopanim, freak the Shagasari, a Bambakasha. Rishonim in Masechtas Brachos say that even the man dama that holds mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, meaning you can be yotzei the mitzvah without having kavana, holds that if a person would do a mitzvah and he would have in mind specifically not to be yotzei the mitzvah, the halacha is he wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah. So even if your mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, but kavana shaloi lotzei, if you have a kavana not to be yotzei, the halacha is you're not going to be yotzei. It's a fate to Shagasaria. According to the Chachamim, you're walking outside, you see two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos. So you want to put the pairs of tefillin on so you should be able to take it inside. Says the Gemara, if you own mitzvah tzrichas kavana, Rabbi Gamliel, yeah, you can put on two pairs of tefillin. You don't have to worry about Bal Taisiv. As long as you don't have a mind to be yotzei in a mitzvah, so yeah, there's no Bal Taisiv. If you own mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, how can you put on two pairs of tefillin? You can be over Bal Taisiv. Shagasari said, I have an eitzah. Put on two pairs of tefillin and have kavana shaloi lotzeis. Have in mind, I'm not going to be yotzei in a mitzvah. So if you have in mind, I'm not going to be yotzei in a mitzvah, so it comes out, I'm not yotzei. If I'm not yotzei, so it's hoder dina as if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana. It's not about Taisif. Like this, I should be able to wear the two pairs of tefillin. So again, fake the Shagasari. Even if your mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana, why can't I put on both pairs of tefillin, have kavana shaloi lotzeis, if I had in mind not to be yotzei, so it comes out I wasn't yotzei the mitzvah. So if I wasn't yotzei the mitzvah, so there's no Bal Taisiv. There's no Bal Taisiv. So even if your mitzvah is ain't tzriches kavana, there should be an eitzah for me to be able to bring both pairs of tefillin inside. Sandra Shloim Haiman, Adover Nifla. He said that it's pashit to him that there's a chilek in lamdas between kavana lemanda amar mitzvah tzriches kavana versus kavana shaloi lotzeis lemanda amar mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana. Very simple lamdas. If you hold mitzvah tzriches kavana, what does that mean in lamdas terms? It means the mitzvah is not just the maisa ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah is really made up of two parts. There's the maisa mitzvah, and then there's the avodah shebaleif. There's the kavana that you have to have while you're doing a mitzvah. One without the other is not the mitzvah. So just like if a person would almost put on tefillin, it's not considered that he wore tefillin. If a person puts on tefillin and doesn't have kavana to be yoytzer the mitzvah tefillin leman da amah mitzvah sriches kavana. He didn't put on tefillin. He didn't do the mitzvah. Mitzvah sriches kavana means that the mitzvah is to do the ma'isa of anachas tefillin. A and B, it's also to have kavana that what I'm doing is l'shem mitzvah. B'shem Reb Chaim in yeshiva, it's from Reb Chaim in stencils, they say that if a person does a mitzvah without having kavana to be yoytzer the mitzvah, l'man da'amar mitzvah sriches kavana, he's a misasek ba'alma. But whatever the nusach is, if you do a mitzvah and you don't have kavana to be yoytzer the mitzvah, l'man da'amar mitzvah sriches kavana, it's a felt in the guf ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah is made up of two components. It's made up of do the mitzvah, and it's made up of having in mind the kavana that you're supposed to have when you do the mitzvah. It's for that reason, Tainus the Gemara, that if somebody would go and put on two pairs of tefillin on Shabbos, lemanda amar mitzvah sriches kavana, if you didn't have kavana to be yoytze mitzvah tefillin, you're not going to be yoyver bal toysef. Because what's bal toysef? Bal toysef is, I did too much tefillin. I put on tefillin, I did the ma'isa mitzvah of hanachas tefillin, when I really wasn't supposed to. Now, if mitzvah sriches kavana, if all I did was put the tefillin on and I never had a mind to be yotz in a mitzvah, so I wasn't over bal toysef. Because I didn't do the mitzvah. What do you mean? You put on tefillin, you're standing with his tefillin, it's perfect, it's b'nei nechel, everything's done. Yeah, but you didn't have kavana. So if you didn't have kavana, so felt in the etzem hanochas tefillin. So if I didn't do hanochas tefillin, so mail is not going to be bal toysef. Abzoktav Shloimeh Hayman, what about the man that those mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana? According to him, the mitzvah is the maisa hanochas tefillin. Kavana, you don't have to have kavana. It's a nice thing. It's a mitzvah min hamufcher. It's very, very much preferred and suggested, but it's not something you have to do. Now, there is a halacha that even if you have mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, if you have kavana, shaloi lotzeis, the halacha is you're not going to be yotzer the mitzvah. So says Reb Shloimeh, but that's pashat. If a person puts on tefillin, a person does a mitzvah, leman dama mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, and he has kavana, shaloi lotzeis, is the pshat that sehesnish yet that I did the mitzvah? Of course I did the mitzvah. If you know mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, all I need to do in order for the mitzvah to be considered done is do the physical mitzvah. I had kavana shloi latzeis. That just means I wasn't yoytz in a mitzvah. If someone does a mitzvah baba aveira, he didn't do the mitzvah, he did the mitzvah, he rather wasn't yoytz in a mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah baba aveira. So there is a checklist of things that sometimes you need to address to make sure you're yoytz in a mitzvah. But says Reb Shloimeh, there's a fundamental difference between kavana, leman dama mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and kavana shaloi lotzeis leman dama mitzvah zein tzrichas kavana. Leman dama mitzvah tzrichas kavana, kavana is part of the guf ha-mitzvah. Poshut alumnus. Kavana shaloi lotzeis leman dama mitzvah zein tzrichas kavana is not part of the mitzvah. It's not the pshat that when I had kavana shaloi lotzeis, I didn't do the mitzvah. If I hold mitzvah zein tzrichas kavana, that means the mitzvah means the ma'isa ha-mitzvah. I, there's such a thing of kavana shaloi lotzeis which derails the mitzvah. In Hilchas Kiyum HaMitzvah, you're right. It knocks out the mitzvah. It's like a Machshava HaPiselis in Kachin. It's like if someone did a Shechita, a Kabbalah, Elach HaZrika, and he had a mind, a very bad thought. He had a mind, Shalai Lishma, Machshavas Pigel. He didn't do a Shechita, Kabbalah, Elach HaZrika. Of course he did. There's a din that Machshava sometimes impact the garment. So there's a concept I could do a mitzvah. The Machshava can impact the mitzvah to the degree where it's going to be a problem. So Zokr Reb Shloimeh, that's the Teretz of the Shai Gesari's Kasha. The Gemara held, if you hold mitzvah, Srichas Kavana, so then Allah is Machnis and Shnaim Shnaim. Gamliel, put on two pairs of tefillin. What are you worried about, Bal Toysef? You won't have kavana to be yoytzer the mitzvah. If you don't have kavana to be yoytzer the mitzvah, you won't have Bal Toysef. Why not? Because to the extent that I didn't have kavana to do the mitzvah, it's not Bal Toysef. Bal Toysef means I was myself in the mitzvah. I wasn't myself in the mitzvah. Oh, because I put on tefillin? That's not the mitzvah. That's half the mitzvah. The other half I never did. So where's the Bal Toysef? Frank the Shagazayah. So if that's the case, even if your mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, put on two pairs of tefillin, have kavana shloi latzeis. It's very nice you had kavana shloi latzeis. So it's very nice. Maybe you wouldn't be yoytz in the mitzvah. Oh, but the mitzvah I did. I did the mitzvah. And that's what Shlomo is chiddush. That for Bal Toysef, as long as I did the mitzvah, b'chol diktu ker, even if I maybe wouldn't have been yoytz in the mitzvah because of some dovert study, because I had a bad machshava, but at the end of the day, I did the mitzvah. That's what you need for Bal Toysef. So for Bal Toysef, you need to say that I did the mitzvah. So as it relates to mitzvah sriches kavana, if I did the mitzvah, shalai b'kavana, I didn't do the mitzvah. It's not Bal Toysef. But if your mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, that means the mitzvah is just doing the ma'isa. I didn't have in mind. Who cares I didn't have in mind? That just means I couldn't be yoytzer the mitzvah. We're not handling now as a yoytzer. We're handling, did I do the mitzvah in a way where it was about toysef? If your mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, the mitzvah is doing the ma'isa, that in and of itself would be enough. So lefizeh,
Yesh lachker. The Bach was mechadesh. That when it comes to tefillin, tzitzis, and sukkah, even if your whole mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, everyone's going to agree, you have to have kavana to do the mitzvah. This is going to be in agreement. And the Bukhuri Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Atlinger, took it to such an extreme, he's saying, it's ma'akiv. So if you don't have this kavana, you're not going to be yoy. But what's the lumdus? It means if somebody sits in a sukkah, on sukkahs, and he doesn't have kavana of the Bach, he doesn't have the kavana of Laman Yedo, say, hey, snish that he sat in the sukkah, if someone puts on tzitzis and tefillin, he doesn't have that kavana. It's literally like, according to the mandama that holds mitzvah srichas kavana, that it's as if he didn't do the gufa mitzvah. I think it's very, very, very dachuk to say that. If you hold mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana, that means 610 out of the 613 mitzvahs, the definition of the mitzvah is the gufa mitzvah. The definition of the mitzvah is the maisa ha-mitzvah. These three mitzvahs, it's going to be different because of the kavana, the bach. It's not mistaber. Yosef mistaber is that avada, if you hold mitzvah saint Trichas Kavana, that's a taich in all 613 mitzvahs. A mitzvah is defined by the maisa ha-mitzvah. You want to know when something's considered a maisa mitzvah? If you did the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. Machshava, that's a dover tzedadi. When it comes to sukkis, when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to tzitzis, there's a machshava you have to have. And that machshava is ma'akiv. And if you don't have that machshava, you're not going to be yotz in a mitzvah. But that's no different than a machshava shaloi lotzeis l'manda amar mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. We're there too, the halach is, it can knock out the kiyum ha-mitzvah. But that's poshit, that the bachs l'man yedu, the bachs l'man tiskeru, the bachs l'man tiyah, Torah Hashem b'ficha, is just a tenai in kiyum ha-mitzvah. But the bach never meant to say that the DNA, the cheftza of these three mitzvahs are different than all the other mitzvahs. If in every single mitzvah, the mitzvah is defined by the maisa ha-mitzvah, these three mitzvahs, the mitzvah is also going to be defined by the maisa ha-mitzvah. Here there's a tenai in kiyum ha-mitzvah. And the tenai is you have to know why you're doing the mitzvah. L'man yedu, l'man tiskeru, l'man tiyah teres Hashem b'ficha, Rabbi Yisrael Shon Natan Sin said, l'man tiskeru, z'yoyim tzeiz chmeretz b'tzayim kol yimei chayachatu. But the point is that when it comes to these mitzvahs, these, the machshava and the kavona is going to be a tenai in the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So if that's the case, I think it's Meyoshev Kemin Chayim, the Beis Yitzchak's kasha, Reb Shloim Haimin's teretz to the Shtagasari's kasha, is literally the teretz to the Beis Yitzchak's kasha. Beis Yitzchak asked the kasha, Vazok Dima Roshon and Dafchav Chesam et Beis, that Laman da Omar, mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavona, hayoshim b'shmini b'sukkah yilaka. If someone sleeps in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, he shouldn't get malchus. What's the cheshbin? You're over Baal Tosef. And what are you going to tell me? You didn't have kavona? Doesn't matter, you didn't have kavana. At the end of the day, mitzvah ain't tzricha is kavana. So you did the mitzvah. And if you did the mitzvah, you should be over Baal Tosef. Frank, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, Loit, the Bekuri Yaakov, that holds you have to have kavana by sukkah, libe the kuli alma. And it's ma'akiv because it says, l'man yedu teris eichem, like Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger. Since you come out, then it, the mandama that holds mitzvah ain't tzricha is kavana is literally the mandama that holds mitzvah tzricha is kavana. So if that's the case, you didn't do the mitzvah. The teretz is Reb Shloima. Avad, I did the mitzvah. You want to know if I did the mitzvah? I did the mitzvah. The chefts of the mitzvah sleeping in a sukkah. Because if your mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana, it's the gufa mitzvah that is the definition of the mitzvah. And if that's the definition of the mitzvah, that if you do that mitzvah, that's going to be enough to be every Baal Tosef. I didn't have kavana. That's like the Shagasayas Kasha. I had kavana shloi lotzis. That doesn't change the Baal Tosef. Because for Baal Tosef, it's enough that I did the maisa mitzvah. And if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, even if I didn't have the machshava of the Bach, but at the end of the day, I did do the mitzvah. And if I did do the mitzvah, that would be enough for you to be over the Issa Baal Tosef. In other words, Rav Shloima Haiman's teretz and Chedusha Rav Shloima to answer the Shagas Arias Kasha Mesechtes Erevin Daf Tzadikei maybe will be the teretz to answer Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis' Kasha on the Bekura Yaakov and Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis.